Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I explained Wednesday, overall increases in consumer prices are almost always caused by government. This is done by inflation of the money supply, which in America is controlled by the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve, plus soaring government spending and budget deficits, which are also the fault of politicians and bureaucrats. It is virtually impossible for the private sector to cause sustained overall increases in consumer prices. In fact, as innovation and technical advances occurs, the normal trend is for prices to decline. Just look at what has happened to computers and telephones. We are now on the brink of consumer price increases being so large and continuing for so long that politicians and bureaucrats are already trying to come up with excuses to deflect the blame away from their actions. The first category of such excuses are natural catastrophes out of their control. The coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic is a perfect example. Politicians and bureaucrats can claim they had to ramp up spending in response to such an event, or that they had to cripple the economy through government-imposed lockdowns. Unfortunately, such claims are largely false. Can you name the two American states that today have higher employment than they had before the onset of the pandemic? What Idaho and Utah, these two states, have in common was relatively minimal government lockdowns of their economies. In fact, there is a strong correlation with unemployment data and the extent of state government-imposed lockdowns. States with the lightest lockdowns are almost all faring better than Michigan and other states with greater economic restrictions. Another excuse used by politicians for rising consumer prices is war. Is the current administration in Washington going to initiate a new economic or military war in order to justify the need for far higher consumer prices? Domestic and foreign peace is a precondition to achieve maximum prosperity for people. Don't let the politicians steal your prosperity through rampant inflation of the money supply or huge increases in government spending and budget deficits. Also, don't let the politicians and bureaucrats off the hook for their actions when they try to blame them on a pandemic or war. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.